Hi guys, it's Eric Arpagian here with another review for you, and this is for Cotton Fantasy, which, after covering the various Cotton re-releases and Cotton reboot, this is a new entry in the series, and there's not much to the story. It's kind of a reboot in itself, because the cotton of, or the willow of the world is missing, and Silk has to, her little fairy friend, has to con Cotton, who's a big fiend. She basically likes this stuff like it's weed or something, and she can't live without it. So she basically cons her into, if she helps solve this issue, she'll get a lifetime supply of willow, but she's obviously lying, but the lie will work because she's that much of an addict. So that's basically the story, and you ultimately run into a bunch of different enemies that you have to fight on your way, and then you meet up with the main antagonist who's responsible for all the willows missing. And that's that, but there are a couple of neat features in this game, like the number of playable characters, and how they all played very differently from each other, for the most part. Some of them play similarly, but they have their own quirks, like Kawase from Umiwara Kawase is a playable character, and kind of similar in a way to G Darius in the G Capture system, where you can capture an enemy and then shoot an energy ball back at them. She has that ability to basically do the same thing. So that's kind of fun. But she also kind of plays similarly to Khan and much of the same aspects, other than that one unique trait. But other characters, like, don't have a life bar and basically are immortal, but if you take hits, you lose time because their life is basically tied to a timer, and the only way to keep going is to not get hit and to pick up more crystals to keep the timer increased. So it doesn't go down to zero. So, that's fun. And they have three different selectable weapons rather than have a weapon power-up system like Khan does. So, like I said, they're all very unique, and while it is a confident shmup, it's only a couple stages long, but there is a stage select, so you can pick what order you want to do most of the levels. And some of the levels have intermissions which is a callback to Panorama Cotton's perspective, where you're doing space harrier type missions. You're not really doing much fighting in these, but you are collecting a bunch of teacups and various power-ups, so you can potentially gain extra lives and such for your next level. But a lot of the same mechanics from Cotton would exist in the game for Cotton. You shoot crystals, they'll change colors, and you can, the yellow crystals will just make your shot stronger and increase your rank, which goes up to 5, just like before, and that determines the strength of your, shots. And there's still the 3 different types of magic you can use, and then there's also the super bombs, which kind of work like a little differently. Every time you use a super bomb, you'll sacrifice an extra fairy helper that will help you. They'll eventually recover over time, so you gotta use them sparingly. But if you want to, you can avoid using them, and they'll be your extra options. That kind of like R-Type, or Gradius, where they'll just do extra firepower for you. So that's something to consider. But I don't want to sit here and describe all the characters to you, but why I do like having a bunch of characters to play at the beginning, there are only a handful of unlockables in this game, and it actually highlights one of the bigger problems with this release, because it seems to be lacking in extra content that you can unlock, or just additional supplemental content. And the way the game's translation works is a little quirky, because if you go into the options menu and you turn on the skip cutscenes option, it doesn't give you the ability to skip cutscenes at will. It just cuts them out of the game entirely. So just be careful of that. They could have described it better, but other things that are lacking that have shown up in other content releases are like perhaps like a port of some of the other content games that haven't gotten released yet. But the fact that the game, which I expected this, but it would have been nice anyways, but the game doesn't have an English audio for the cutscenes. There are in Japanese only. So there's unfortunately no dub for this game. But at least the localization sound, other than those weird issues like I mentioned with the descriptions of what these certain options do. But the size of the text is fine, so the game's pretty legible. But having stuff like time attack mode would have been nice, and having a few extra characters that are unlockables would also have been great. And, that's all I really have to say, but, it's still a fairly competent game, and if you like the Cotton series or you're a shmup fan, you should check out Cotton Fantasy. But until later and next time, see you guys. Bye-bye.